Hello friends, welcome to Anil Tech Talks. So today I'm going to discuss about AZ900. So mainly this topic is about the certifications. So I just want to discuss more about AZ900. So coming to this one, AZ900 is one of the basic one. So Azure fundamentals. So you need to learn basics about Azure. And as of now, we used to have some cloud concepts will be covered on this, and some the services whatever we are going to do, and you need to understand the differences between the infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and you want to scale your applications, like how you're going to deploy your applications, how much resources is required, everything. You can able to understand once you're good with these basics. So this is the most important certification. So even I am also attending AZ900 exam in coming weeks. So I'll share my feedback regarding that certification exam also. So the thing is, certifications nowadays are it's required for this IT industry. People are looking into it. So if you are a certified either maybe developer, or it may be a cloud expert, or everything. So all these things are most important to get a new job, or to sustain in the existing one, or to get onto the if you want to get promoted. So these things are getting considered. So this is one important thing, but this is not my exact concept regarding this. So now the thing is, in coming podcast I am able to add my content related to the AZ900, not specific to AZ900, so cloud related stuff. I'll discuss some topics on this. So now coming to this one, nowadays Azure is getting more popular. So if you're good in this certification, or if you're good with this cloud concepts, definitely you can able to sustain more, and also you'll get a lot of calls related to the upgrades or a support, whatever the projects may be. Okay, so that's one important thing. And the skills, so if you want to be a full stack developer, you need to have any one of the cloud knowledge. I mean, it's a skill set actually. So your skill set need to be an expert. So that's why nowadays a lot of people are choosing Azure, and it's not specific to .NET people. You can able to choose Azure, but any platform can able to choose this Azure, because there is a lot of opportunities for us. And also Azure is more flexible, and to be frank, it's a Microsoft product, and it may get some extra add-ons and also a lot of flexible features as well. So you can able to do a lot of content like that. So coming to the market share, basically AWS has a little bit more market share because it introduced a little bit before compared to Azure, and also it has a lot of market share and a lot of applications already using AWS. So that's the main advantage there. But coming to Azure point of view, right now it's gaining market, and also we have a lot of new features added to it, and it's also have a very good market share right now, and in future it may get more. So that's why the concepts which you need to cover in this, so it will be in an order. So if you are good at this basic cloud concepts, then you can definitely develop a good application which was compatible to the cloud. So that's one more thing. And also just want to inform you, if you're good with this cloud concepts, the application whatever you are developing, almost it was compatible with any type of cloud providers like AWS or GCP or any other providers. So that's one more thing. And why we want to choose this Azure is because if you are into .NET, so defaultly you used to get habituated with this, and it was easy for you to deploy and use this. This is one more advantage. If you are from any Python or Java development, maybe people it's an option for Azure, right? So that's one more thing you need to keep in mind. So after that, the pricing, that's one of the most important thing, right? So that pricing is also it's like we used to get a lot of built-in features and also some more additional discounts on Azure. That's because anyways companies are already using operating system licensed versions, so definitely they will purchase this Office 365 and this Azure and will get a lot of features out of it. I'm not telling that this you're not getting with AWS as well, but you'll definitely get a chance to work on it. And coming to .NET point of view, so if you're a .NET developer, so you, this could be an added advantage for you. And nowadays, it's because of the popularity, even we used to get a lot of documentations available in online also, and also even docs, which was maintained by Microsoft. You can check it on docs.microsoft.com. You can able to get almost documents for each and every product which they are developing. So that's one more advantage. You'll definitely enjoy that, right? So the fundamentals point of view, you need to go in an order. So in coming podcast, I'll try to add that content. That's also in an order, like what are the basic concepts you need to know and how you're going to scale your application, how you're going to decide, okay, this is going to be costlier, or what are the pros and what are the cons, and networking, how you're going to maintain a network, all these things. It's just like in podcast, we can able to discuss the basic concepts. So based on that, if you're following this podcast, maybe it will help you to understand some basic concepts. Okay, so this is one more new thing which I'm going to start. And coming to the certifications, which I already mentioned, so certifications is also one of the interesting thing. I know that it's not a free one, you need to pay some money and you want to get that certification. I used to see a lot of questions related to this, and a few people, even whenever I'm at my workplace, people are asking a lot of questions like, okay, if I want to do the certification right now, then only I will fit for this job, or they'll consider me to this job. If I'm a complete fresher, do I need to do, or do I need to start working with the certifications? These are the lot of questions I'm getting right now. The thing is, previously, like few years back, if you are into this field, if you are a certified person, then you'll get some extra recognition, that's for sure. But still, it's not the only thing you need to keep in mind, because people are on the same track. But nowadays, a lot of things got changed. You need to be certified on something, then only you'll be getting some extra either packages point of view, or the way how you're working, you'll be treated, all this. So certification is not a mandatory thing, but it's one of the most thing nowadays. That's what I feel. And also even a lot of people from different regions, depends on their market, you just need to understand, or you just need to do the certifications. And anyways, certifications can be done quickly and online right nowadays, even though the pandemic situation is getting too worse, but still you can able to do that through your own laptop directly, and it doesn't take much time also. But you just need to keep in mind, is that necessary for your career growth or not? This is one thing. Let's say for example, if you are an UI developer and you want to do some certification in the sense, you need to go in that way. So that will definitely help. If you are a full stack developer, then definitely these certifications will be helpful for you. So these are the things you need to keep in mind before getting onto the certifications. Okay, anyways, I am going to end this podcast. So just stay tuned to my podcast for coming sessions about Azure Cloud Concepts. See you in my next podcast. Thank you. Bye-bye.